kind of tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with your host Kerry Gaffney and Jeff Williams, where we play the jazz artists that are making the jazz of today. Up next on the queue is Looper Colony from the album Looper Colony 2, the track And That's That.
Thank you.
got it tuned in to Modern Jazz Today, and that means you have your fingers on the pulse of the jazz being created today.
We're excited about the new music ahead of us in this set. Up first is Albarre and Company. The album's called Freedom, and we'll check into the track La Fiesta. Then the Jazz Professors. They've got their fourth album out called Blues and Cubes. We're going to take a listen to Dora Maar. Then up next is Luis Danis. The album is called El Tinajón. We'll check into Rumba Para Camagui. Let's dig in.
Thank you. is Bird Note. Most baby birds are adorable little floops, but not all of them. Baby estrel-did finches look downright creepy. About 140 species of estrel-did finches, including waxbills, parrot finches, and fire finches, are spread across Africa, Asia, and Australia. Newborn finches beg their parents for food, mouths wide open. The tongue and palate are strangely spotted and ringed. Most species' chicks have mouth markings in colors ranging from black or white to bright yellow, orange, red, or blue. The function of these markings has long puzzled scientists. Some say that they make baby beaks visible to parents, delivering food to poorly lit nests. Others think the markings signal the health of the chicks. And there's a third school of thought. Other birds target the nest of some African finches for egg dumping, sneaking their eggs into the finch's nest. And those foster chicks have similar colorful markings. So perhaps mouth markings evolved due to competition for food between finch babies and those other bird babies. It's not yet settled whether foster babies mimic the mouths of finch babies or vice versa. Either way, they look equally bizarre. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers.